Thank you for downloading the Broadmead Community Church Sermon Podcast. We hope you enjoy it.
So we didn't know what to call today. We weren't expecting to do today. God has blessed us with an extra Sunday, so we decided to go with "I Can See Clearly Now" too. Last week was supposed to be "I Can See Clearly Now." I know I'm going to follow on from Andrea. I'm going to focus on the same verses that Andrea started to look at last week. When we looked at the verses, you realise how much there is to take out of it. Just two verses in the Bible, how much you can focus on. So let's start by reminding ourselves of it. Romans 12, 1-2. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice and holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." And I could have focused on so much, but I, in the end, decided to focus on verse 2. "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." And so today I'm going to look at the renewing of our minds in a slightly different way. Last week Andrea talked a little bit about the outward things that we see. But today I want to focus on what goes on inside our minds a bit more. And so we all have plenty of thoughts. In actual fact, the Cleveland Clinic suggests we have 50,000 spontaneous thoughts, ideas, and images every day. Who knows if that's true? I've never been able to count my thoughts. I suspect I have more than that, because my brain never stops, even when I sleep. But what interests me more is how many of those thoughts are negative and how many of those thoughts are positive. How many of those thoughts are good and how many don't really do us much good at all? How many are bad? Perhaps more in relation to this verse, how many are good and pleasing and perfect? How many times have you stopped to consider your thoughts and the impact they are having on your life? Have you ever noticed that your thoughts can change your mood? Your thoughts can change your outlook on the day, for good or for bad. Our minds and brains are really powerful things. And I'm not going to pretend that I understand our minds or brains in any way, shape or form today. I'm not a neuroscientist. Whatever it is, neuro doctor thingy. As you can see, I'm not one of those things. But I have had a few experiences and I have been told some really interesting things. For example, did you know that all pain originates in your brain? If you cut off your finger, you will not feel the pain until the message from your finger goes to your brain. Your brain says, uh-oh, something's happened, you need to feel pain, and sends the message back to your finger. They've done it's very fascinating. They've done all sorts of experiments about it. You know, people feeling pain for other people and all sorts of really fascinating things. I was once told by a consultant, a specialist in chronic pain, of a man walking through the bush in Australia. He feels a slight scratch, maybe on his leg, thinks nothing of it. Next thing he knows, he has woken up in hospital after nearly dying. He'd been bitten by a venomous snake. Thankfully, he recovered. A few months later, he's walking through the bush. Same people, same place. He feels something on his leg. Hot, searing pain, screaming pain. He collapses on the floor, and everybody thinks it's the same thing has happened again, but when they investigate, actually they discover it was just a bit of twig or a bit of grass that brushed his leg. But his brain had thought, hang on, same place, same feeling, same touch, same people. I'm gonna die. So I better tell my body that something serious has happened. The pain had originated in the brain and the brain had remembered it. Fascinating, isn't it? I love it. It interests me how amazing our brains are. The nerves in the area of the damage send the signals to the brain, and it's a safety mechanism, basically, when it works. That's the idea, is that it gets us help when we need it. And our thoughts are interesting too, don't you think? It's a different part of our brain. But I say this thing to my children when they have bad dreams. Mummy, 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 oh, in the middle of the night. And you're like, really? And I say to them, look, you know, I say, okay, well, think good thoughts and you'll be fine. No, because I can't. I remember the bad thoughts. I can't stop thinking about them. And I say to them, you are in control of your mind. You are in control of those thoughts. You need to think good thoughts before you go to sleep. You can control what is going on in your brain. And they say, no, mummy, I can't, I can see it, it's there. And I say, okay, what I want you to do is I want you to imagine something really good. Maybe design your own ice cream, perhaps your birthday. What do you want to do? Maybe design a cake. You know, the most exciting day you've ever had. And not only that, kids, not only that, I want to hear all about it in the morning. I want to hear about this amazing thing that you have designed when you go back to sleep. And lo and behold, often, it doesn't always work, but often they will go back to bed and they will do exactly what I've said. And I say to them, if the bad thought comes in your head, say, no, I don't want to listen to that. I'm going to think about. Because you have to make a decision to move away from the bad. You have to take a step away from it. And one of them, I won't tell you which one, one night, went back to bed and started saying, no, 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 that's all I could hear. Because they were so determined every time they had the bad thought. And I went back to them and I said, okay, can you do it quietly in your head, please? That'd be great. And lo and behold, often when they wake up in the morning, they've forgotten all about it. And I never do hear about the amazing things that they've thought about. But it works. It works for them. Wouldn't it be good if we could transfer that into other thoughts? You know, not just the bad dreams that really affect us like that, but the other thoughts that we think about daily. We can do it. We can change the thoughts in our mind, but it's not easy. It takes perseverance. We actually have to, I don't know how it works, but we have to build new pathways in our brain. And I wonder if that's what Paul is talking about when he's speaking about renewing of our minds. I wonder if he's encouraging us to pay attention to the thoughts in our minds, to think about them, to consider them, to ask ourselves, was that thought good? Was it wholesome? Was it true? Does it sit well with Jesus' teachings or not? We are called to be like Jesus. We are called to think like Jesus. And if not, we need to change it. If our thoughts aren't lining up with that, then we're called to change it. We need to re-look at the way we think, to renew our thoughts every day. How many times, when things have not gone your way, or life has got hard, have you thought things like this? How many times have you felt bad, blamed somebody else, thought bad things about them? How many times have you blamed yourself for something that was out of your control? How many times have you held a grudge and been a bit bitter about something? How many times have you wondered why the world is against you? How many times have you sworn you would never forgive? Never reach out again? Never talk to? Never do this? Never do that? I'll never do that again because it hurts me. I'll never forgive. I'll never give a little bit of myself. How many times have you told yourself derogatory things about yourself? How many times have you thought derogatory thoughts about someone else? How many times have you lied to yourself or others? How many times have you felt angry, really, really angry? How many times have you told yourself you're stupid, you're silly, you're not needed, and you're unimportant? I could go on and on. But let me tell you this now, today, they are all lies. They're all lies. None of them are true. These are all thoughts that are negative, unhelpful, and actually mostly unbiblical. This Bible, or any other Bible, it tells us this. It tells us that these thoughts are not good. It tells us that if we believe what it says in the Bible, that actually what's true is the complete opposite. It tells us that it's not our fault. It tells us that we should forgive ourselves and forgive others. It tells us we should be kind to ourselves, kind to others. It tells us that we should love ourselves and love others. It tells us that we have value. It tells us to be merciful. It tells us to be slow to anger. That the world isn't against you, that God is for you. It speaks of truth and of hope and of love. And so I wonder how much clearer our minds would be if we managed to rid it of the negative, nasty, hurtful thoughts. How much better would we be if we replaced every bad thought with a good thought? With a truthful one, with a perfect one. When we start to focus our minds, combating the bad with the good, we then naturally see more clearly what God's will is, because we're in tune with it. We see it. We hear it. We recognise the good. We recognise the pleasing and perfect thoughts. And we start to build those new pathways in our brains. We start to not even consider the old thoughts, the bad thoughts. We learn to just dismiss them. We learn to not hold on to them anymore. We learn to just say, no, that's not. It's not that the thoughts stop, I don't think. I've not reached that, I'm telling you. But we learn to just say, no, that's not a good thought. I don't need to think that. And I know it seems like a dream. If you're anything like me, it's a constant struggle. Some days are worse than others, and we all have burdens and things we carry. Let's just put it out there. Life is tough, and it's constantly throwing us things. But if we can just change one negative thought a day into a positive one, then this would teach our brain a new practice, a new pattern, a new way. And what does it say? It says something like 40 days to start a new habit. So you have to do it 40 days. Think something positive. Every time you think a negative thought, think of something positive. And before you know it, you'll have created more positive thoughts. They kind of multiply the more you think about it. And let me suggest something else. Immerse yourself in Jesus. Immerse yourself in his teachings. Immerse yourself in the Bible and in his worship. I found doing these things always helps my thoughts. It always helps my mood and my outlook. Let's renew our minds together. Let's today take a close look at our own thoughts and let's see the lies for what they are. Let's be clear about one thing. God loves you. Jesus loves you. You are wonderful. You are needed and you are important. Every single one of you in this room, every single person on this earth is important to God. Any thought that comes in your mind that disagrees with this is a lie. And I encourage you to replace it with the truth. The truth that Jesus died for you. The truth that he gave up his son for you. The truth is that he values you. You have value to him. And he expects nothing in return. And this is the grace that it speaks of in verse 1. Let's replace these negative thoughts with wholesome thoughts, good thoughts. And I was wondering how we could do this. And I wonder whether there's thoughts today, as I've been talking, that you often have in your mind that maybe that came to mind while I was speaking, or that you often speak over yourself. Lies that you often speak to yourself. And I want to encourage you to do something about it today. And over there I've put some paper and a bin. And I want you to write it on a piece of paper. And I want you to screw it up and throw it in the bin. Because that is the value of the lie to you. You do not need it in your life anymore. You can throw it away. And then I want to encourage us to denounce the lie. And it's very simple. You just say, Lord, I denounce the lie that I am unloved. Lord, I denounce the lie that I am ugly. Lord, I denounce the lie that I am not needed. Because you say, I am loved. Because you say, I am beautiful. Because you say, I am needed and I have value. And finally, I want us to do one more thing. And it's entirely up to you whether you do it quietly before God. But I do believe there's power in confessing these things. There is power in confessing it and admitting what you've been thinking. And so we're going to have a prayer team over there. And I just encourage you to get prayer. And just say, look, I've been thinking these things. And the prayer team will go through it with you. They will denounce the lie and Pray that God will replace the lie with a truth, with an image, with a picture. I remember many years ago, I went through this with somebody for myself. And I can't remember the lie now, what it was. But I remember that God replaced it for me with a honeypot. I immediately got the image of a honeypot, you know, with the thing. And for me, it's never left me. I don't know what the honeypot was all about, but it brought me joy. I love honey. And it brought me joy. And so God doesn't always speak in words. Sometimes he gives us pictures that we can hold on to. I think that God was saying something to me about me being a honeypot, and I loved that. I needed that. I needed to know that I had that honey is special at that time. So I don't know what God will replace the lie with. He chooses that, not us. But I believe it's important that we confess and that we get prayer for these things. And so I'm going to pray. I want to say one more thing after we pray, but I'm just going to pray now. Father God, Lord, it's so easy to listen to the negative, to the lies in our heads. It's so easy to believe them as truths. But Lord, you clearly tell us what the truth is in your Bible. And so, Lord, I just pray now. I pray that if there are thoughts that people are having in this room, that you would bring them to their minds, thoughts that are holding them back, that are stopping them from flourishing under your wings. I pray that if there are thoughts that are stopping people from stepping out into their purpose, into your purpose for their lives, that you would bring those thoughts to their minds, that they may take a step to putting those things down today, to binning them or denouncing them or getting prayer for them. Whatever it is you would like them to do with them, I pray that you would just speak to people right now. And Lord, I pray in it all that you would protect people, that this is not a moment to feel condemned, that this is a moment of freedom. This is a moment from stepping out from the trappings of our own mind into the freedom of your love. And so I just want to be clear in this moment, because the things that I've talked about are quite difficult. And I am talking about the normal thoughts that we have. I am not in any way talking about mental health conditions or anything like that. And I just wanted to make that clear, because I do not want people to feel condemned, because that is a lie. We all have worth and we all have value. And whether some people struggle more than others, and that's okay. It's okay to do that. It's okay to struggle more than somebody else. Everybody is an individual and everybody has value, and God speaks to you in your moment in your life. And so, we're going to worship now. I believe that we should immerse ourselves in worship. But as we do this, I encourage you to just spend a moment listening to God and asking him, what is it you're trying to set me free from today in my mind? What is it that you're trying to renew my mind today? How is it you're trying to renew my mind? And if you want to write something and bin it as a symbol that you're no longer going to have that as a focus in your life, I encourage you to do that. And I also encourage you to denounce the lie. And I encourage you to get some prayer. I encourage you to confess it to your brothers and sisters in this family. And if all of that is too much, then I encourage you to just sit quietly and do it with God, between you and God. Amen. So, yeah, can we have a prayer team? And take a moment or two. And then don't be afraid, because God loves us. So don't be afraid to step up, be the first one. Someone has to. And we all experience the same thoughts. Not the same, exact same, but we all do. We all have a real sense that whatever I've said today is not to condemn, it's to set you free. God wants to set people free from their minds today, from their thoughts.
Check us out on all social media platforms or visit broadmead.org.uk.